God bless you. We're back. Amen. We've been away for a while. Amen. But we are back to talk about the goodness of God.
Yes.
And before we do that, let's look at the scripture that we're going to use today. We find ourselves in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 13 and 14. And it says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." Amen. 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 We've been away for a while because some of you, many of you may know, that as a family we've been dealing with a tragedy. Our 22-year-old son, youngest, Joseph, was struck by another car. His car was struck by another car. And Joseph died as a result of the injuries that he suffered in that accident. Car ran the red light.
Yeah.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Joseph's wearing his seatbelt on his way to work. Has the right of way. All the right things. And yet this happened. So you can imagine the last several weeks have been and continue to be a big challenge for us as a family. But yet we proclaim that God is good. And someone may say, well, how in the world can you say that in a time like this? Truth is, I don't really know. Other than I know that as a father, as a man, as a person, I don't say those things.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's not right. I say it's not fair. I say it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But from my spirit, I say God is good.
Yeah.
And it's one of the hardest things, the most difficult things that we've had to deal with in our lives. But we will not fall away from the truth that God is yet good.
Amen. Amen.
And I think for a lot of people that just doesn't make sense. Like I said, we're probably right there with them.
Oh, yeah.
Probably right there with you. But from the Spirit of God that is on the inside of us, and from the Word of God, which we know to be true, and from all of our experiences with God over the years, it can't obscure, as much as it's so much pain and sorrow and sadness and the sense of loss, it still can't obscure the truth that God is good. And like I said, that's something that just, it's a spiritual thing. It's not something that you know, that freely comes from my lips, at least as a man, as a father, as a person.
Yes. Amen. And I'm, you know, I certainly feel the same way. You know, as Joseph's mom, and people know that I've been talking about him and posting about him. But this is, the thing is that we have to know that God's word is true.
Mm-hmm.
And if we've been always declaring that God's word is true, that God is true to his word, that God will keep you in the middle of your circumstances.
Amen.
That you're still supposed to rejoice, you know, in all things, give thanks. The word, that's the word, and it's God's word. And like the scripture says, it says that we don't sorrow as others do, because we have hope.
Amen.
And so that sort of propels us to keep going, to continue to declare that God is yet good. Even in the midst of our pain, even in the midst of our suffering, God is still good. God is still good. God is still faithful. And if that's all we need to know, then that's enough to keep us going, that God is still good, you know. And sometimes you just got to hold on to those things that you know you know for a certainty.
Amen.
And those things will propel you to give you the strength to keep going. And this we know.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
God is good.
And you said it, I mean, that we don't sorrow as those who don't have hope.
Right.
And what's our hope? Our hope is based on the Word of God. Our hope is that, as Jesus said, you know, I go to prepare a place for you.
Yes.
And if it were not so, I would have told you. So Jesus said, look, if I'm not telling the truth, I would have told you myself if there was no place I'm preparing. And so we believe that. We believe that in His Father's house there are many mansions. We believe that, you know, when the trump sounds and the cry comes, you know, with the sound of the archangel, that we'll be caught up with them.
Yes.
To meet the Christ in the air. And we believe that we will worship God for all eternity.
Yes.
And we will be right alongside Joseph when we do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's a hope, and that's an anchor in our soul, even in the troubling and difficult and, you know, at times such as this.
Yes.
Is it a battle? Every single day.
Every
because it's too
moment.
Fresh, it's too new, it's
yeah.
still, in many ways, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But God helps in some, you know, in ways that we can't even explain.
Yeah.
And so somebody will say, well, why in the world are you going to do this? Well, because God is good.
Yeah.
And someone who's facing something similar needs to understand that God is good.
Yeah.
And watch this. And if you're facing something less,
definitely.
Then you need to see, right? Well,
yeah.
I still need to proclaim the goodness of God.
Yes.
Yeah, my car got repossessed, but God is still good.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I lost my job, but God is still good because God has another one for you. See, we can't say things like that in this situation, you know, because Joseph was Joseph, right?
Right?
He was 22 years old, our youngest child, our only son. And there's no get another one here.
Amen.
And so we have to put our hope in something different, and that is the hope that's beyond the grave.
Yeah.
Right? And that's where our hope is, but it's a challenge, and the prayers of people have been tremendous, and they've
yes.
been helpful,
and
the support, and we pray that, you know, that you'll pray for us, and we, you know, we always are praying for those who are in need, and we all need prayer.
Yeah.
And we need it right now to
Amen.
Continue to stand strong. Because certainly the enemy of our soul would want nothing more than for us to shrivel up and crawl into a hole and never come out.
Amen.
But we're not going to do that because God is too good, and that wouldn't honor the memory of Joseph.
That's right.
Because this is what we taught him.
That's right.
And we got to keep living that out, even for him.
Yeah.
So he knows it's going on. He's watching.
Amen.
And we don't want him to say, hey, wait a minute, what about all that stuff you were saying?
Talking about.
Right?
Right.
And so we're going to stand as strong as we can, but Amen. Not by ourselves.
Amen.
We're going to need the power of God to do it.
Yeah. Yes. And like you said, it's real. It's real pain.
Mm.
It's a real battle. It's
Amen.
A real struggle every single moment, every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go up, we go down, we go up.
Sideways, but backwards.
The Word of God is real too.
Amen.
And God is faithful to His Word. God said that He will comfort
mm-hmm.
and that He will heal.
Amen.
And we yet believe that God is comforting and that God is healing. He's healing our hearts even right now.
Amen.
As we do this, because God is good. And if you don't know anything else from us, know that God is good.
Amen.
And in spite of everything, He shows Himself faithful,
yes.
and He's good, and He's true to His Word.
Amen.
Amen. Though He slay me, yet will we trust Him.
Amen. Amen. So we just want to continue to praise God and to encourage other people to do the same and to realize, you know, to the glory of God, right? We do everything to the glory of God. And God is demonstrating His goodness in the earth, even in times of strife and trouble and evil. And that's the one thing we've got to understand. There's evil running rampant in this world. And it's real and it's serious and it's not a game. You know, we have to, you know, awake out of sleep and realize what's going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, good triumphs over evil.
Yes, it does.
Amen. Amen. And we're going to overcome evil with good and know what's good, proclaiming the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
That's going to help us overcome this evil that has visited our doorstep. And also, too, again, the anchor in my soul, the anchor in our soul, is that eternity is a whole lot longer than this time we have on this earth.
Amen.
And so, you know, we had Joseph for 22 years, but here's the thing, we also have him for eternity. And we still have him now. He's in our hearts, so it's never going to stop. But here's the thing, we're going to have him for all eternity. And that's going to, you know, be more than make up for the time we lost him. But we miss him.
Amen.
Amen. As his mother, as father, as people,
Amen.
We miss him. And we love him still. But, you know, we in the midst of the pain and the sorrow, we say God is good.
Amen. I just want to say one more thing.
Yes.
And, you know, the scripture says that we don't sorrow as others do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we have Jesus.
Amen.
And I want to encourage you personally. We do.
Amen.
If you don't have Jesus or know Jesus, accept him in your heart today.
Amen.
Just say, Jesus, come into my heart. All it takes.
Amen.
And Jesus will come and he'll be able to comfort you even if you've lost a loved one and you're still sorrowful and you still can't seem to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
God's word is true and he will comfort your heart.
Amen.
Let Jesus in there so that he can fill that void that's there. Because only he can do it for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. That's the song that had not been for Jesus, where would I be?
Amen.
Amen. I'm so glad that the Lord save me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But listen, until next time, you be encouraged. Pray for us. Amen.
Yes.
We need all the prayers that we can get and all the encouragement we can get. And know that we're praying for you too. And
yes.
As we always say, amen, we're going to say it today, amen, that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And he loves you.
Yes.
And his love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, can I show you?
In his eyes, that I'm more precious than gold.